All right. Welcome, everyone, to week 3 of Creating Heaven on Earth. I'm so glad that we could be together again and relate our, we were just talking about relating our experiences and what we've been going through this week and sharing what's been happening. And I do know that week 2 does sometimes tend to make people go, oh, whoa, what's going on? A little bit. So, but I wanted to start off this week by talking about this idea this week with the gifts that we have. Because, you know, one of the things that really came to me when I was working on this, when it came to me, was this idea of, you know, Joe Fayel helping our beauty and helping us sort of spread our, you know, on some level, I really believe that our gifts are really our beauty in many ways. So I know that on the worksheets, did you guys get a chance to, or ladies, sorry, get a chance to do the worksheets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did you discover in those worksheets? Hello, whoever just came. Oh, you know what? Sorry. We didn't do our prayer to start.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I wanted to just jump right in. Who just came on the line?
Lee.
Hey, Denise. All right.
No, Lee. Not Denise.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just got out of work, so.
Okay. All right, we're going to say our prayer to get us centered. Okay, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so why don't we shut our eyes and take a big deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we come together today with open hearts, open minds, and open spirit. We come together today to create community, to create an energetic circle of support, of love, and guidance, so that everyone here in this sacred circle will be blessed in some way, moved in some way, and enlightened in some way tonight. We allow all the angels, highest masters and ascended masters and guides to be with us today, to be with us during every moment of our life. And as we do this, we allow more and more of the divine to flow into our everyday life and into everyone around us. We thank you very much for this time together. Thank you very much. And so it is. Amen. Okay. All right. Welcome. Now I see Denise is on the line.
Hi.
Hey, Denise. All right. So I was just asking the other ladies on the call, if you had a chance to do the worksheets this week, because it was really about your beauty and working with Joe Fayel and your gifts. And what I was saying before is that this really our beauty is our gifts. Our gifts are our beauty that we have, that we share with the world. So I'm interested in finding out with all of you, you know, about this worksheet of giving, of your gifts. Who was able to do that and fill out some of these worksheets? First of all, the first one is to write out your gifts. The first one was taking stock of you. Let's do that one, because I love that one. Were you all able to do the taking stock of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. because the way that they're set up is really the taking stock of you really helps to go, okay, what are, these are some of the things that are my special things of that I treasure that make me special, and also some of your achievement and successes, and then things that you do well and you're good at, and then it sort of leads to this idea of your gifts. So I'll just actually start because it always helps to have me start off. And I'll tell you, when I first did this taking stock of you, you know, I sort of created it and I was like, oh, this is a good thing to do as far as honing in on what is the thing that makes me different? What's the thing that I have to give to the world? What are the things that that help me to, well, not help me, the things that I have to give to the world? And as I looked at that, I thought, okay. You know, one of the things that I have is that makes me special is that I'm very compassionate. I think I have the gift of compassion. I also feel like I have the gift of gab. somebody on the call and I were talking about this earlier. I think I have, and I think that's a gift. I'm able to speak and to get my ideas out in the world. I think I also have the gift of humor. And I think the gift of humor also helps to connect me with other people. I have the gift of introspection. I can turn inside and look at myself. I have the gift of connecting people. Those are some of the things that I think that they're my gifts, but they also, when we look at these worksheets, sometimes they repeat, you know, the things that make you special sometimes are your gifts. So what are some people's here? What are some of the things that you feel like make you special? Anyone can speak, but just say your name before you speak.
This is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hello. How are you?
It's great to hear you. Jody's calling from where?
Australia.
Hey.
The beginning of the
day. We're everywhere.
What time is it there?
It's about 9:15 in the morning on Wednesday.
I love it.
Got to get the day right because the days are all mixed up too with us.
Yeah, because it's tomorrow morning. For
yes.
It's
cool. Taken me a while to click on, but I clicked on.
Yay, I'm so glad. All right, Jody, do you want to share some of the things that you came up with the taking stock of you or your gifts?
Yes, well, I think I'm an amazing friend. I love 100%, and I'm very loyal, and I think that is a great gift because it's brought some beautiful people into my life.
Nice.
I'm very forgiving, which I think is very good in my situation. I have lots of, I've got heaps. I didn't realize there was so many. Until you made us write them down, it was like, wow, I am pretty awesome, actually.
I love that. I love that. You know, everything is about focus. You know, the angels help us to focus on certain things in our life, and that comes back to, you know, this idea that, from my point of view, it's that the angels help us to see what's already there, not to give us something that we somehow don't have. And because we're already, you know, at spirit level, we're perfect. At human level, we're still, like, chugging along and we're figuring it out. But really, at spirit, we're connected and we're really actually perfect from that level. And it's a process of remembering that over and over and over. But living in this world, we're sort of chugging along and going, okay, right now I don't see my beauty. I don't see my forgiveness. I don't see my whatever it is. So help me to see that. Oh, okay, I see it now. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I had a huge moment a couple of weeks ago, and that was really an eye-opener. I thought, I did that. That was me. I manifested that.
I love that.
And yes, and I gave myself the credit. Normally I'd say, no, I didn't really do much. I just, you know. But sometimes I do go above and beyond, and it really pays off.
Yes, it does. Did I want to open it up too? I mean, I'm going to get other people's gifts. Don't let me forget that, because I will go off on a tangent. But you bring up a really interesting point, and I think a really valid point, Jody, is that there's a few different things why this lesson I think is so valuable. One of them is to be able to sort of refocus your life and refocus how you see your life. Did any other people here look at that and that did it and go, this have a similar reaction as Jody of like, oh my goodness, I actually do a lot of good things and I do have gifts and special qualities. Anyone else have a realization like that?
Max, it's Denise. Yes, I did. And what was even more interesting is the first night when I started to work on the worksheets, I came up with one thing. I was like, this is going to be difficult. And then I went to, like, the next portion, and I got four things. And I thought to myself, my God, this should be easy. Like, one of your examples was tying a shoelace, like, whatever. And I couldn't find enough good qualities in me. And then I had to put it aside, and I waited a couple days, and I probably added, like, one more. And I felt the courage as the week progressed. And then today I went and looked at it, and I was able to fill a good amount. And I'll be honest, I wasn't able to get everything, but I was like, wow, I really need to focus on, like, my self-esteem and what I really can do. And going back and just reading everything that I wrote from the beginning of the week, I'm realizing, just like Jody said, you're like, wow, you know what? I really am very good at that. And I don't even know why I was so bashful or why wasn't this my number one thought a couple days ago. So it really
believe in yourself.
Exactly. So I know that's one place where I definitely need to work on. And just embrace it and accept it. Like, I think I feel these things about myself, but putting it on paper and saying it out loud was a problem for me. So I definitely know that's something I have to work on. But it was eye-opening.
I love that. Thank you for sharing, because I think that you know, the ego will come in and it will say, oh, no. You really don't do anything, because we usually, in general, in life, that's why we work with angels. That's why we work with the spirit. That's why we connect to the divine, is that what our ego will tell us, our human side will tell us, is that there's a big gap from where you are to where you want to be, and we keep living in that gap. Instead of knowing and taking stock of all the things we already are, because where we're going will come quicker once we start to do that. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I like this idea, you know, that thing that I put on there, it could be even tying your shoes, because I look at it and I think, wow, I don't know if you all know this, but I still do a little bit, not much, but I used to do hair, and I'm really good at making, you know, people look good and doing makeup and stuff like that, and I'm really good at that, and I'm like, wow, I'm really good at that, you know, and it can be the smallest thing. It could be like, I really have a talent for organizing things in a space, or I have an ability. It doesn't have to be big and deep. It can be something very, very simple. But taking stock of that starts to open us up to our natural being, which is flowing and good and giving in the world. So, who else wants to share some of the things that they discovered about themselves and their gifts? No one?
Nope.
That's okay. Was there anyone that came up with anything? I mean, I know that, you know, Bernadette came up was saying that, you know, she was having a little bit of trouble with some things, and I hope that it's okay that I said that, but, you know, sometimes this kind of work, when we do it this way and first of all, you know, saying a prayer before we do this kind of stuff and getting in a space that we're, you know, a little bit more connected with spirit really does help. But it's also, it's a process. We're not used to doing this. The world is completely very, very different because it'll say, you're being selfish, you're being arrogant, you're, you know,
yes.
you're, right?
Sorry, I got a bit excited then.
Yeah. And our subliminal tape inside of us will keep going, oh, you can't admit that you do those things good because that will make you, you know, you're stuck up or how dare
yeah.
you, things
yes.
like that. So did that
right.
come up for people?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, this is Jody again, mm-hmm. I think it's also down to your upbringing or your family life as well, because I've felt that from my family my whole life. So not only have I been battling my own ego,
mm-hmm.
but I've had to listen to other people's making me feel like I'm being selfish for putting myself first. So I've had a double,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
double whammy to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. Do other people feel that way too? It's sort of like the training that you've had as a person and the things that you've been told have been things that have been squelching your gifts or denying them?
I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
Yes, I had. Yeah, I went through that also.
Yeah. I know that's true. And part of Joe Fail's whole thing is to really realize the other thing I don't get into because I want to focus on in the course not to be too, you know, all the archangels really do help us in many ways. And if anyone's ever really worked with Joe Fail before, is that one of the things that Joe Fail's energy helps to do is to kind of illuminate our path, illuminate who we are, really, and help us to see more clearly who we are. So that's one of the reasons why it's, you know, working with her is very good in this idea of really taking on all of our gifts and not feeling that we have something to hide, that we have something to hide. It's not, you know, it's like, you know, have all of you been on the online community?
Not yet.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have have you listened to that seen that video of the Marianne Williamson?
Not
have
yet.
You listened to that, anyone?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I'm having computer issues, so I haven't been able to look at much.
That's okay. That whole piece, I'd encourage you all to go, and it's under the videos, and listen to that. And really, it's all about, you know, it's all about that we, you know, we don't fear, we fear the lightness. We don't fear the darkness. We really are afraid that we can't, that we don't allow ourselves, I'm paraphrasing totally, we don't allow ourselves to be the amazing being that we are because of so many kind of ego issues that wants to keep us on some level down. But it's about seeing when we become our light and share our light with the world, that is what brings more light to the world, first of all, but it also gives permission for everyone else around us to allow their light to shine. And that's so important when we're on a spirited path, when we're really, you know, taking this idea of saying, I'm going to have a deeper experience of my life. But we can't do that in denial. We have to see our good and our bad. Last week was about not good and bad, because I hate those terms, but the things that are challenging to us, like our anger and our fear, and see them clearly. And then it makes perfect sense that this week we then look clearly at all the amazing things we already are in our individual personalities. Because once we do that and we share them with the world, and this is not in a kind of egotistical way, but in a, wow, I'm good at that. I want to share with people. you know, not from an egotistical way, but much more in the just allowing it to flow out of us, because that allows other people subconsciously to do the same. It really does. It allows them to do the same. So as we move forward, I mean, that taking stock of you is even broken down to specifically even attractive physical features about ourselves. And I have to say, addressing, and it makes me, you know, it's a big deal for me because I work with so many women. And for me, women are just so incredible. I love women so much, and that's probably why I attract so many of them in my work, is that, you know, it's a shame to me that our culture makes women doubt their physical appearance so much that I'm just interested in anyone, if they got to that part about, you know, writing down three attractive physical features about themselves. Did that bring up anything for anyone, or do they write it down? Go ahead. Sorry.
It's Chris. I have done so much work in this area, and I have never felt more beautiful in my life than I do now. And I, you know, I'm 49. I had someone ask me when I was turning 40, and it was just such an aha moment for me because, first of all, I have to tell you, the Marianne Williamson, I'm looking at it as you're reading it, and it's become such a huge part of, and I really don't believe that that society makes us feel any way, that it was my perception of myself that I was attracting that negative crap, oh, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm stupid, or whatever, you know, my ego was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
But that today that I can look at a mirror and I'm like, whoa, you are hot. And what happens is when I get to that space, I go out to the world and I give it back to everyone. And it's exactly what Marianne Williamson says, that I have no right to go shrinking about myself to make myself feel better, because it doesn't work that way.
Totally. That's beautiful, Chris. And I just think that, I like that, you know, that you see it so clearly, that it's like on some level you attract it. But, you know, on another level, you know, all of you know that I'm a big Course in Miracles student, very much like, you know, Marianne. But it's that, you know, it, this whole idea of what we give to the world is what we see with ourselves. But the world is 180 degrees away from the thinking of God. That's what the Course would say. So when we get into the thinking of the world, you know, and we just turn on a television, we open a magazine, it's constantly, for women, and it's getting bad for men too, this idea that just basic physical things you're meant to feel bad about because you don't fit a certain image. And it's so demeaning, but when we can see it, we can shift our perception of what that's about and see who we really are and accept our gifts, then we go, oh, well, that's what they are, but that's who I am. This is who I am. Because people are beautiful in every single different way, in many ways. Not to saying that ideal of beauty, classic beauty, isn't to be diminished, but to be like, wow, that's beautiful. But there's a lot of other things that are beautiful, other forms of physical beauty that are amazing, not just this form that's being told to us and told to women, especially all the time. Does that resonate with you, with anyone here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's our whole life too. We hear it, not just our adult life. We get it from when we're younger, when we're teenagers, we see it.
Yeah.
The problem is too, is designers, you know, just day-to-day living, when you go to buy clothing, and I just, wow, if I weighed less, if I were like a hanger, I would look better, I would look good in this. It's the way you design the clothes for a certain type. You know, they really don't make things flattering for people who are, you know, aren't
real people that have babies and
lumps and bumps.
Really?
But I would challenge everyone to change your thinking, because this is what worked for me.
Yes.
They make awesome clothes. I've had two kids. They make amazing clothes for women that have had babies. Like, tell yourself, like, if you sit down and have a piece of chocolate cake or something, like, I'll say, whew, good thing I'm such in great shape. Or I keep one of my affirmations is, oh, I'm so happy I'm shopping at a size 8 rack. I'm physically nowhere near that. But in my mind, I believe it. So that when I go shopping or I go out there, I don't buy into that crap that I'm less than.
And thank you. Yes, thank you for sharing that. I think that that's really true. It is about your perception, because there is definitely there is the world in general, but there is many, many, many gray areas that are like, yeah, there is so much for everyone, But the ego will always go to the place that is that I'm not quite there yet. But it takes consistency and work to come back to do what you're talking about. So I'm so glad, Chris, that you bring that up, because it is about challenging ourselves to go, wait a second, be conscious. Who am I, and what is my beauty? And it's out there in the world. It will be out there, and you'll be supported that way if you see yourself that way. For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. So, good. Anything about the discovering your gifts that was a challenge for people here? No. Was there any surprises? Oh, well, sorry. Did someone want to say something?
Just when I got to the physical features, I think you had 4 that you had to list, and I can only do 3. But... so I really have an issue there. But other than that, the other qualities and things I had no problem with. So maybe it's just...
good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And I would encourage all of you to be like, if you could fill in 10, then fill in 20. Then go, oh, yeah. Because the more you can do that, the more this is in a way very basic law of attraction stuff. The more you look at something, the more you're going to sort of attract more of that and go, you know, it's like when someone says, don't look for red cars on the highway, and all you see is red cars. And whereas before you didn't see any red cars, and now all of a sudden you're like, I see red cars. I see all these gifts. I see all these amazing things about myself. And having the consistency, that's one reason that I think that doing a program like this is so good, because it gives you some consistency and gives you this kind of like, okay, then even way after this program is done, this course is done, you can be like, oh, I want to consistently look for those things. I want to consistently do that and apply them to our life. And it's like what Chris was saying. It's like it is challenging ourselves a little bit at all the time to be like, no, I'm going to stay. And it's more like I'm going to stay aware. I'm going to stay conscious and to see those things more and more and more, which is great. And to realize it's really not about the ego at all. It's about actually just knowing who you really are, because who you really are is perfect and beautiful and beautiful. So anyone else want to share anything before we sort of move a little bit on?
Well, for me, this is Brenda. Just
hey, Brenda.
Real quickly, like I mentioned in the beginning, this was very challenging and very difficult for me, because this is where I'm still struggling personally.
Okay. Good.
A lot of it is like really believing that I have gifts to share to the world, so it's I need to work on that. The other one is cultural. In my family, I guess you're considered more attractive if you're slightly overweight, if you got like more meat in your body.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the other side where thinner is better.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is whatever my husband's perception of beauty is. So it's, I don't meet his expectations at all. So I'm constantly getting a lot of different messages from everywhere. So personally, I don't have cable anymore, so I don't watch anything on TV. And I don't read the magazines or anything like that. Stop looking at all that. But the only thing I got as far as for personal achievements was five personal achievements.
And what are those?
I got my massage certificate. And that one was hard, even though I it was an achievement because I did injure myself as soon as I got the certificate. So like a couple months afterwards, I overdid it, and so I can't really do it anymore. But I put it down anyways, so it's
an achievement, yeah.
Yeah, it's an achievement, but it's, at the same time, it's I'm having a hard time, I guess, accepting it as an achievement. Because I'm trying to look at it as a failure.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
What? Because of what happened? Because of what happened earlier? Because of what? Because you did that, and then you hurt yourself. So somehow you were a failure around it.
Yeah, pretty much. And then not only that, my husband kind of has brought it up, and doesn't really help either when he basically tells me, you know, he put in a lot of money into it only for me to not do that job anymore. And the fact that he doesn't believe that it actually works, he basically told me, you know, he never supported me from the beginning and he doesn't believe it works. He never, you know, and then he tells me, you know, I mean, I got like so much, I mean, I got the truth from him, but it didn't, like, help me.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a little bit hard for me to kind of overcome it and look at it. You know what? Even though I also have a physical limitation in my left arm, I can't rotate my left arm. I can only rotate it halfways.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the class, I never thought it would be an issue. It wasn't until towards the end that it was brought up. And I thought, hey, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. I'm going to just go ahead and do it. And I still ended up hurting myself. So it's kind of like, see, I told you so is what I keep hearing from, from him.
But you never gave up.
Those instructors have told me, yeah, you know, we kind of warned you, but you didn't listen. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I still wanted to do it anyways. But I listened anyways. So it's a challenge for me to look at it as an achievement, even though I did finish it.
That shows great determination against all odds.
Totally. That's
huge
what
amounts
I.
Amounts of determination.
It's something you wanted to do, and you did it. And you did it. Right?
Yes.
So you did it, and it's like, it's a little bit like when we get into this this mindset of it's all about results. It's all about results. It's all about results. Let me just ask you this, Bernadette. Did you learn a lot, and did you grow as a person through that course and doing it?
Yes, definitely. For me, it was more personal growth, not just the technical side of it. It surprised me because, I mean, I've been in school for a while, and I just never got the personal growth out of it. It was like, okay, you go learn and take a test, and that's it. And this one was more personal. And
so
then I gone back and taken a couple more courses to try to figure out a different modality. Because even though they've told me, you know, don't do it, I'm still stubborn. I want to do some type of healing work. So
yes, you do.
I've taken lymph massage 1 and 2. But yeah, I mean, I'm more cautious of it now.
Right.
And so everybody's more aware of it, and I mean, I didn't mean to scare my instructors either, but it was a pretty scary time when I got injured.
Of course.
But at the same time, they actually supported me throughout the courses.
That's great. That's great. And we have to look at things. First of all, I want all of us to say congratulations, Bernadette. Congratulations,
congratulations.
Bernadette.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Really, because, you know, the first thing really is that you followed your spirit. And you, even though there was, you know, this, what Jody was saying, that your determination and everything, you decided that's what you were going to do. And something within you, Bernadette, was telling you that you were going to get something out of this. And you did. It might not be what you wanted or what, like, okay, now I'm going to be a massage therapist and it's going to be the form that you wanted. But on some level, it's like you learned more about yourself than you might have even thought by just getting to be a massage therapist, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think
so
about it.
That's something to breathe in and to take in, which is awesome, which is great. Because as we go through life and we work with spirit and we work with the angels, it's like, you know, we're all given this kind of, the Course talks about we have a divine curriculum. And the divine individualized curriculum that we have is very much like it only you can ever do what you will do in this lifetime. No one else can ever do it. There's never been another you, and there never will be. But, you know, a key to finding who that is to hear the inspiration, which you have heard, and you went for it. But the result or the form might not be what you wanted, but it many times the form comes out to be something much better than what you thought. And it could be, this could all be about, really, about you developing your self-esteem and your love for yourself and seeing how amazing you are. Instead of going, oh, I got the certificate to be a massage therapist, which is, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. It's just, you probably actually got more out of it than just that. And that is brilliant. That's brilliant.
Because in one of the, actually in the last course, and in, which we had to do or else we didn't pass the class, was we had to stand in a circle, basically in our underwear, looking at each other. And for all of us, that was a big challenge.
Wow.
Have our own internal dialogue of, oh, she's better than me, and we're trying to, you know, hide our flaws, and it's like, okay, it's all out there. You know, that I didn't expect that at all. That, because nobody told me, hey, you're gonna have to do that.
Right.
You know, so it was a surprise for me, and I put it down on the evaluation that, yeah, you know, it was a challenge for me, that part of it as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just about learning all the other stuff. That for me was. I think for all of us, it was very difficult. But then I think after a couple times doing it over and over again, we started accepting ourselves for who we are, and then also learning, like, oh, okay, this, you know, there's this type body type, and then there's this other body type. Everybody has a different body type. Nobody has the exact same body type.
That's beautiful.
So
I love that.
We started, I think, appreciating a little bit of our physical selves. I mean, some of us still have some of the issues, even though we're us, but I think we made some progress.
Yeah. That's really, really awesome. That's really, really great. And I think that, you know, ultimately, you know, coming back to this idea that what, you know, your culture or your husband or whatever, what is impeding on us that keeps us from seeing that is sort of what this Joe Fail is all about, is like looking beyond all of that and seeing what's true for ourselves, because it can be scary. It can be scary to really take in and breathe in that it's like, I'm actually okay. I accept myself in many ways. And Joe Fail's energy is sort of all about that. And I have to say that I wanted to, Bernadette, when you were talking about, you know, what your culture was saying and what your husband was saying and all of that, I really do want to hear, because I felt a really strong vibration from the other women here about speaking to that idea. It's not just, you know, like you said, you don't have a TV or anything, but it can be in one culture being curvy is really attractive. In the other culture, it's being thin. And then this, does someone want to speak to that as a female living in the world?
Not to mention the fact that I'm Salvadoran descent. I was born in L.A., so I'm totally like American assimilated, is what you call it. I'm already forgetting my Spanish, so I mean, I still speak it, but there's also the challenge of I have to speak the language, and if I don't speak it or say it or write it or whatever translates perfectly, you know, then I'm looked down upon. So there's that as well.
Yeah, of course.
I'll get that.
Of course.
Here in California.
Yeah.
That's part of it too. So there's like, okay, I'm married to somebody that's Mexican, so it's totally different. Totally different. You know, he's from a different state in Mexico. And, and then my family's from El Salvador, but my family never really cooked Salvadoran cuisine, so everybody expects me to cook Salvadoran food. So for me, those are my
your blocks. Pseudo blocks. And I would encourage, first of all, let me just say this and I'm going to open it up, is that I would really encourage you to, let me ask you this. Did you work with that the meditation and the guided visualization with Joe Fail?
Me personally, yeah.
Good. Okay.
I still kind of fell into that pity party.
So, okay.
Like feeling
but sometimes, very many times, when we start addressing this stuff, it brings up our stuff to look at. And the way we move through it is to honestly look at it and keep praying and keep working through that. Now, does anyone else work through? I'm not cutting you off, Bernadette. I'm sorry. I just want to open it up to everyone else, too, is that, you know, this. Did everyone here work with the Archangel Joe Fail meditation?
I haven't had a chance to yet.
Okay. Did anyone here do that besides Bernadette?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Okay. And what was your experience with that? Because that was, what was your experience with working with that? Anyone?
Well, I put the Monet water lilies as my desk screen saver, and everything looked more beautiful this week. And I also connected to a composer named Eric Whitaker. It's an beautiful music. Just like I listened to more music this week.
Mm. Awesome. I love it. Nice. And this idea in the meditation, Jody, I know you didn't work on it, but in the meditation that Joe Fail shows you yourself by seeing the beauty in everything else and then turning around and knowing that you see the beauty in everything else because that's who you really are. And really that's what we're talking about, this idea that we start to really appreciate and see beauty when we really know it ourselves. When we feel it within ourselves, our beauty, then our world becomes beautiful. Then we start to see it. So, Chris, I think that's awesome because it's the kind of idea like bringing more beauty into our lives. Sometimes it's outer, inner, but it's this idea that it's like when we call on Joe Fail and we work with that energy of the beauty of the world, the beauty of ourselves, there's no distinction between is it us or is it the world? it's all the same because there's beauty everywhere. Beauty everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And I would encourage all of us to, you know, just making a commitment to having, I think I say this in the audio, having a consciousness of seeing beauty, seeing beauty. What is it that is beautiful to us? And bringing that into our world with music, with art, with flowers, with whatever you feel is beautiful, a piece of clothing, you know, anything, a stone, a jewel, anything that's like, wow, it's beautiful. Bringing that and incorporating that into our lives helps us then to see how ourselves, we are like that too. We have that same vibration of beauty inside us. So the more we do that, the more we start to have a beautiful experience of our life, to put it sort of cheesily. But does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Max is
yeah.
different than that. For me, I think maybe where maybe I haven't made the connection, but it's easier for me to look out outside beauty. Like, for me, nature is really what I can, like, actually helps me feel better.
Good.
Good. But okay. I think you mentioned something how you said it helps us see ourselves as a, you know, part of creation. Like we're a part of it. We're not separate. I think I still see it as I'm separate from.
Yeah.
I'm separate from nature.
Yep, and I do too. I do too. Sometimes and then other times, but getting to that point where we're like, oh, there isn't, you know, there's only one of us here. And that doesn't mean just really just like human beings. We're also connected with nature. We're connected with the elements. We're connected with all of it. This is very, you know, on some level, you know, the Native Americans really have it right in that it's all this amazing continuum of nature that we're all part of. We're all part of the plants and the animals, and it's like there's no distinction between any of it. There's no distinction between you and me and everyone on the call or everyone in our lives. That's an illusion. But if we see in the world, in nature, beauty, and we appreciate it, we're just as much a part of it, of that, as we are as the beauty in other people. So I think that if you're going to work, you know, I'm not sure if I've talked about it in these classes, but, you know, as an actor, you work outer, inner, or inner, outer. Have I talked about that?
No.
Nope.
No. You know, I worked as an actor for so long, and, you know, there's different ways of working as an actor and it's about you get this character, and you have to find a connection with that character to play it. That makes sense to everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to find a connection with that character to really play it authentically and be real. And so sometimes you have to work. Sometimes you go, oh, I know that guy. He had this mother and this father, and when he was 5 years old, he had a tragedy in his life. And so that's working through his process, his inner process, and that's why this man has become who he is. So you work inner that way. Other times, you sort of can't find the inner. You don't get it. And you have to go, well, how does he walk? What does he wear? How does he do his hair? How does his outer life look? So that's like outer. And then as you do the outer, sometimes you find the inner. And then you go, oh, now I know who he is. Now I know who he is. Sometimes you have to do the inner, and you have no idea what he wears or how he walks. And then you figure out, oh, this is his inner life, and naturally the outer starts to happen. And it's the same way in approaching kind of our life and spirit. Sometimes we have to look outside ourselves, like Bernard's saying, with nature, and see the beauty in nature and really connect with it to find the nature within us. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes you go, I found a beautiful thing inside myself that I really feel, and then outside starts to reflect that. It's like this holographic life. Are you all following me here?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So sometimes we have to give ourselves, I'm glad that you're following me because it's sort of this concept that is a little hard to explain sometimes, but it's like sometimes we have to allow ourselves to go, maybe I don't feel it inside me right now, but I know that I see it out there. And the more I look for it out there, the more I go, let me breathe it into my experience. Because like I was saying about the red car thing, the more you look at it, the more you're going to find it. And to know that we're all one, mm-hmm. and the angels and the guides help us to go, ah, we're all connected. That's the only reason I can do intuitive work, or all of us are psychic, it doesn't matter, but is that I know we're all connected. And I just go, okay, it's not me versus them. I'm just going to get in the flow of how I'm connecting with their energy, because we're all connected anyway. Make sense, everyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, many people are, I'm going on a tangent right now, but I just want to, you know, many people go, oh, I couldn't be a medium. I couldn't be a psychic. You can. We all can do that. Because at core level, at spirit level, at divine level, we are all one. We're all one. And that is beautiful. And then you realize sort of like the grace of the world, the grace of life. That it's this amazing flow about how we're all connected, and that idea that we're all cells in the body of Christ. Have you all heard that terminology before?
Yes.
So we're all individual cells, but we're all connected to create this whole. And it's not just our personalities, it's also nature. It's also the animals. It's also everything that we're, you know, we're talking about some big stuff here. But it takes, you know, work on some level to come back to that all the time. Come back to it and go, oh, yeah, I am connected. So Bernadette, I would really say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. If you have to work outer, inner right now, then do that. It's all good. It's all good. For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Now, we talked a lot, and it's almost
easier,
we're all.
Outer.
Say again.
Because for me, it's easier outer to see outer
okay.
beauty than it is for me to see inner beauty. And I wanted to kind of show this real quick. Part of the reason why I'm in this class is because during the time when I got injured. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I had a friend who is intuitive, and actually she did a massage on me, and she actually told me that there was an angel over me.
Uh-huh.
Guarding. She said she was over, I guess it's the root chakra.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know anything about chakras I didn't know anything. She was telling me what she was seeing. And it turns out that it was, her name was actually Iofiel, was
uh-huh.
the name that was given to her. Of course, I couldn't hear anything. I'm only able to feel. But that was my first time I've ever even heard that there's an archangel, other archangels besides Archangel Michael. And she was the one that actually told me to see my inner beauty.
Ah.
She also gave me the number one. At the time, I didn't know what it was. But basically, this lesson that we got was basically what she told me last year, but I didn't understand it. I've been contemplating it this whole time.
And are you understanding it more now?
Yes, but it's, she said that she wanted me to see the greatness that God sees in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it.
You don't, the other thing I want to say, and then I really do want us to open up, but I want to say that it is really, really about you, that is, you are evolving. So that's sort of your past story. Now you're opening up. You're opening up.
Okay.
So that doesn't have to be the way it is from now on. Do you get that, Bernadette?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it takes little by little by little. I want to ask everyone, I'm aware of time. It's actually, we're at an hour. We're going to go a little over. Are you all okay with that? Because I'm going to open it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to, okay. I want to ask all of everyone here, as far as, you know, because I want us all to, one of the things I want to help people to do is for us to be angels for others, because we are naturally helpers, and for us to embody this idea of being angels for others, or, you know, helpers or guides for others. And I'd like to ask you first, before I open up, Bernadette, would you be open to hearing what other people in the class and these other people might have to say about what's going on with your experience and how they can help you?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay. Does anyone have anything? Because I feel like people want to sort of say something.
I definitely get a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you started talking, Bernadette, my first feeling was you were meant to do that massage course. You may not know now why, but in the future, you're going to look back and go, wow, if I didn't do that course, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. I feel like you're going to be a healer, just not with your physical hands.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Jody. Anyone else want to say anything about because I think that what I'm only using Bernadette because I feel like, you know, it's pretty universal in many ways about what many of us go through, about where she is. Anyone want to say anything or give any, you know, any impressions or help at all?
This is Allison. Want to say that, especially I think with a husband, when you're not getting supported in what you do, it's easy to get discouraged and maybe not listen to yourself as strongly as the other people in your life, especially maybe for women. Maybe this course is good to focus more inward and listen to yourself. And I mean, like she did with the course, you know, but then you start doubting yourself because of other people's comments. So just continue what you're doing, you know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think that's really, really true. That ultimately, when you look at it, it's like everything is meant to be exactly the way it is,
mm-hmm.
actually, it's by taking this course and everything. Good.
Everyone's on their own journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've started to discover. I don't need everyone else to believe the way I believe I don't have to tell everyone. Hey, you should think like this, you should do this, your life will be so much better. I have to learn just to think, okay, this is my journey, they're
mm-hmm.
on theirs, I can keep it to myself, and I do share with, you know, people that I know will feed that for me, not block me,
mm-hmm.
But I've had to learn to not share with everybody, because not everybody sees it the way I do, and then I leave feeling negative and doubting
mm-hmm.
myself.
Everyone's at a different place in the journey. Everyone's all at a different place. And you start to, once you connect with our journey, and, you know, there's no mistake that all of us here have connected because we're in a similar place. And that's what we've attracted in our life that we need right now, which is great, which is really, really, really great.
Hi, it's Denise. I just wanted to say something quickly to turn it out.
Go ahead.
Just intuitively what I'm feeling, just listening to her, there's a sense of, and then just like I said, it's just how I'm feeling. There's just like a sense of boredom, and I think it's because what you really want to do feels very stifled right now. But this is the same sentiments as what Jody just said, I just get hope. Like, even as you're talking, I kept seeing a bright light. And the words that I heard from Spirit were, you know, she will reach that point. So, I feel like you're trapped in fear right now.
Right.
But
I just got, like, have faith. That's what I just heard. So, mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I just, they just said, just, I mean, believe it or not, you may feel like you're not surrounded by the positivity you need, but like this group here that you're talking to, we will be your positive outlet. You know, like if you can be on that angel site and just reach out to any of us, like we will all be there for you. Because I just see like there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And, it, you know, it's hard to, you know, work around your environment. Your husband is really down on you, which is unfortunate, and it's hard. I mean, it's not like a coworker where you can walk away at the end of the day, you know. So you've got to find a place within yourself where you either come to some a comfortable place, knowing that no matter what you hear, you believe. You know, mm-hmm. You got to have that faith and just know that we are here for you. Because I totally felt your pain. I feel it. Not felt it. I feel it because it's still there. And you feel very trapped in fear. But I just want you to know we're here for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Please reach out to us.
Sorry, did someone say again?
I said, please, I'm telling Bernadette, just to please reach out to us. You know, I just feel like, you know, as much as we are strangers, I don't feel like you are. Right? Like, I feel if I'm having a problem, I feel like I could just, you know, shoot one of you guys a message, and I know that you'd be there for me. We're all on the same page. We're all going through something, whether it's positive or not, but it's how we approach it. It's how we approach it.
And I'm hoping that you get there for a reason.
Exactly. And I just feel like you're very alone. You're very alone.
Yeah.
You could have 50 people in your household, but you feel very alone. So I want you to know we're here for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I still get the – you guys probably go through the same thing, too, with your families. Like, they have their expectations of how they wanted you to be, and you turned out
absolutely
a different
– of
course. You're not doing something totally different.
Right. Besides our expectations.
Definitely not alone on that. Definitely not alone.
And besides our expectations that we have for ourselves.
That's right.
Which is sometimes the most expectation that we have. So, good. Thank you for sharing all that and being so supportive and loving. And when we, you know, I encourage all of us, you know, as we move through the program, it is about what can I take from each week to help me a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And this week really is about what can I see, you know, how can I incorporate my, I'll say the word again, beauty or my gifts in the world. And how can I, and not just, and I have to say this is really important, not just recognize it intellectually, but breathe it in and feel it and allow yourself to feel good about it and feel peaceful about your gifts or your beauty or who you are, and allow yourself not to just go, you know, it's easy for us. Women have it, actually, it's a little bit better because women, as opposed to men, I'm a man, and it's easy for us to go, oh, of course, I know, I have that gift, and da 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 da, and we can, but to actually feel it and breathe it. And that's when things start to transform. That's when we start to go, oh, it's okay. It's all good. It's all good. And the other, I touched on this earlier, this idea of Jophiel. Jophiel is also the archangel that helps to illuminate your path, helps to light your way in your life. And when you ask her, you know, to be like, I need clarity on my path. I need, and it sounds to me, it's, you know, this, what's happening with Bernadette is very much what happens with us a lot, with all of us a lot, is that it's like, I don't know what my path is right now. Where am I going? What's going on? I need some illumination. I need some light. And so praying to her, working with her energy and allowing her to come into us, she starts to little by little put little nightlight on your path and go, this is the way you go. Okay, let's go this way. Okay, let's go this way. So I'd encourage all of you to keep working with her in that way. The other thing I have to say, this is completely intuitively, is that Bernadette, I feel like Reiki would be a really great thing for you. And I'll just keep it like that because it's not a physical thing, but it's still a healing modality. All right.
Getting that for her too. Yeah.
Definitely what I was getting.
Because your heart is so compassionate and so good that you can use your healing modality, your healing power in something that doesn't require your physical trauma. Okay?
I know you're trying to end quickly, Max, but I just wanted to share with Bernadette what we talked about today. And I love this quote. I heard Colette Baron-Reed use it the other day, and she said, "Where you stumble, there your treasure lies." That is what I hold on to every time I'm in a rut. And let me tell you something. That's all I kept hearing as you were talking, Bernadette. Trust me. They're telling you they feel Reiki. I feel Reiki. Where you stumble, there your treasure lies. Little did you know you needed to go through this so you could even hear this message tonight. So be optimistic, please.
I
just got goosebumps from that.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. It's one of my favorite quotes, too, or I don't know if it's a quote. It's just something I live by, is that your mess is your message. When we try to deny our mess or the things that we think is like a stumbling block, then we stay stuck. But the thing that are stuck is really the thing. It's really the thing. That's why it's in front of us. So thank you. I love that quote. Awesome quote. Thank you, Denise, through and Colette through Denise.
That's right.
Good. Okay, so a little bit of, as we wrap up here, before we do our closing circle in prayer, is there anything that anyone needs from the audio, I mean the audios or the emails or the online? I want to remind you too, every Friday I'm there from 1:30 to 2:30 my time. I know that, Jody, that's probably the middle of the night for you. Sorry.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning. I have set my alarm several times and turned it off.
That's okay. But you know, accessing that online community and seeing who might be in there at any time, that's not the only time I go in there. I go in there other times. So I'd encourage you guys to, you know, as Denise was saying, there is a support community for all of us here. And so to reaching out to other people and checking out, you know, see each other's profiles there, and they can send each other emails and stuff, I think that is an awesome thing. It would be, I would feel so just blessed that you and I start reaching out to each other to help each other too. It's really a beautiful, come back to yourself, a beautiful, beautiful thing. Have you been getting all the emails and the updates?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't even know if you didn't get them. That's a ridiculous question. but you got the one for week 4 today, everybody?
Yes.
Because there's a couple of people that seem to not be getting them for some reason. Okay, good. And this week is awesome. I love this week, and it might be more of a challenge for you because this week coming up is working with the angel that I work with. The archangel I work with the most is Archangel Uriel, and it's about engaging in the world. So I love this week, and it's a sort of about action. It's about getting out in the world and stuff like that. So actually, have any of you listened to that audio yet?
No. I got a chance to hear it.
Again? Was that Allison?
This is Bernadette. I got a chance to hear it, and I got a chance to print out the worksheets.
Okay. Oh, that's one thing I was going to ask you. Have you been keeping any kind of a journal or writing down things in that angel journal or tracking your progress through this process?
I have. No,
I have too.
I did at the beginning, but then I'm actually writing in between the worksheets.
Good. I love it. Chris, what's your experience putting it down?
It's, you know what, it's a really supportive tool because I don't like to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get in that space of, oh, shit, here we go again. Right, ladies? I go back to it. Like this morning I woke up, every night I go to bed and I ask to be released from this shit that I'm going through. And this morning I woke up and I felt this intense light just emanating through me. And I'm like, yes, awesome.
Uh-huh.
So I picked up the pen and wrote that because wouldn't you know, an hour later, it completely goes away and everything starts taking over. So
yeah,
that it's great to go back to it and go, remember how that felt an hour ago. Because that's the biggest challenge of this, isn't it? To constantly stay connected, to breathe,
yeah,
to remember that we're all connected. Like, who just spoke? It was so beautiful. You just moved me so much.
Me? It was Jody, I think.
Yeah, no, before Jody, when she was talking
to
Bernadette. Yeah, when you were saying that we're all, yeah. It's like, my God, it's like that space I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do you stay there? That's the whole point. I think that's what we all want to get to.
Right. How do you stay? You're right. You're absolutely right.
And that the question, the answer to that question is very long, but but ultimately it's about our, everything is about our intention. All it is about our intention. Really, everything comes back to what, I'll give you this. It's about, do we want to be right or do we want to be peaceful? That's the bottom line.
Okay, so explain that.
So, when on some level we get caught up in the ego and the world being real, because the world is in a way an illusion, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Do you follow that?
Absolutely.
So the world and everything that's happening that we think is happening is really an illusion. We lose our sense of who we are when we get caught in a hamster wheel of the illusion, and on some level we want to be right. We want to be right. I'm not saying that it's always like that's what it is, but it's in that competition or the struggle or the, you know, all of that is sort of an illusion. But if we always ask ourselves, do I want to be peaceful, is really asking ourselves, do I want to engage in the craziness of this world and know that that's me, or do I want to engage in the world but know that that's really not who I really am? Who I really am is pure, perfect spirit connected all the time. So when we ask ourselves that question, we always come back to, okay, my pure spirit is peaceful. It's flowing. It's growing. It's love. The other side is competition, strife, struggle, and not that that's not real on some level, but it really is not who you really are, because that's the human, the spirit, that's the human experience that the spiritual being is having.
So Max, I'm gonna try. I'll throw an analogy at you because I think I get what you mean. Like this woman at work that I'm dealing with. To be right, I would say this is her flaws. This is what she's doing. This is how she's aggravating me. This is how she's sabotaging me. Or to be peaceful, it's I see it. You think everyone else doesn't see it? They see it. Leave it alone. Move on. See only love, right, Max? That we talked about. See only love.
Yeah.
That is that what you kind of mean? Like being right,
yeah,
knowing that this is a problem, and then not letting it bother you, leaving it alone, and let it dig its own grave, so to speak. That's where my piece is. That I have nothing to do with that. But I just let it be. Okay.
Yes, Denise, and that sort of foreshadows on our last week. The very last lesson is about allowing and letting go. And allowing them to go. And so, well, all that said, Chris, does it make a little bit more sense?
Oh, yeah. It's just,
yeah.
I was writing it down. Do I want to be right or do I want to be peaceful? So it's 100% intention when you get to that space and you forget that you're a spiritual being. So how do I remind myself?
Meditate, pray, mm-hmm. come back to people, come back and have meetings like this with people that remind you of your spirit, remind you of who you are. And I always have to say, meditation is always the best thing. And you, I know you're doing meditation. And the other part is to allow that we, and allow that this life, as we're living it, has its ups and its downs and its ins and its outs and its blacks and its whites. It does. But how you perceive it is everything.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, that's one thing that's really hard for me. But no, I just think I need to meditate a lot more and just find different avenues. Remember I told you I just have difficulties meditating. But it's hard to stay at that level, like the entire day.
It's always hard. And I'll tell you all of you here, it's like, you know, the Dalai Lama is not there all the time. He's not there all the time.
That's like the best news I've heard.
What?
That's the best news I've heard today. That Gandhi really wasn't that peaceful. I heard him swear once, right?
Right. Totally. And you know what? He embraces having a human experience, too. Mm. He's not denying that he's a human being. But he's also staying, he does his best to stay, remember, if I do this in the audio, that, you know, I think I write it down in the PDFs about how he is like, you know, the Dalai Lama, he says that, you know, the busier he is, the more things he has on his plate every day, the more he knows he has to meditate.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes
sense. So he created his life to be like, okay, I've got 10 hours of interviews and working, whatever. So he's like, every 3 hours, he says, no, I'm going to go sit and I'm going to connect myself back with the divine for 20 minutes. And then I'm going to go back in the world and I'm going to do it for 2 hours and I'm going to come back and I'm going to sit down for 20 minutes or an hour. And the more he always tries to balance his worldly responsibilities with coming back to the divine. And that is supreme kind of like discipline, real discipline. You know, so it's not easy for any of us. It's never going to be easy because we chose, before we came into this body, to come into this body to have this experience. We're not trying to get out of the experience, but we can't get so much into the illusion this experience that we forget who we really are, which is spirit and connected to the divine. That can be as simple as taking deep breaths during the day. Let's all breathe. That simple thing brings us back. You can meditate, you can do other things. I run, you know, and this is about finding our own path because everyone's different. I always say meditation is really important, but there's other ways to meditate and there's also other things. When you find your way, you know, I have a friend that if she has to garden, you know, she has to make sure that she works with plants, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week. Otherwise, she feels disconnected. That's her way of coming back. Coming back, coming back. And as you go through your day, just being conscious. What's real? What's an illusion? Because the only thing that's real is love. And if it's not love, then it's an illusion. To stay awake. Just stay aware. Does that help, Chris?
You bet. Thank you.
Good. All right, everyone. Wow, we've had a longer class ever. I love it. Okay. Before we have our word or phrase in for the day, I want to real quickly and say, is there anything anyone wants to contribute of everything that we talked about, or a question, or a quick question? Okay. All right, so we'll go around and you know, this is a sacred circle. of all of us here. So as we close out, I'd like us to all put an aha moment or a word or a feeling or whatever you want into the circle of what resonated for you today. And I will start. And my word, my image is, thank you. My image is, my guide just showed me, an image of a flower. And I'm just going to explain the flower of support, of all the petals holding up the stem. That's my image. That's what I take away from today. Who else wants to go?
This is Allison. I got a word before we started, and it kind of jives with what was going on. I got community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that was kind of the thread going through tonight, I think. You know,
mm-hmm.
the support and community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's Chris. I keep seeing Michelangelo's cherub angels, so childlike.
Wow. Nice.
This is Denise, and I got warmth, and that's just what I feel with this group here.
Hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is Lee, and I got the word strength.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is Jody, and I got comfort.
Mm.
Yeah, got great comfort today.
Right. Who else? Bernadette?
The only thing I can think of is nature.
Nice. Thank everyone so much for having support and just another class of all of us coming together. And as you go into this week, don't forget, I work with Mario and work with aging in the world. Don't forget your beauty. Whichever way. So let's say our final prayer. So let's take a big deep breath. We come into the moment. We come into the now. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we thank you with infinite love and gratitude for our energies here, coalescing and mingling and supporting each other in this way that breaks down the barriers of our separation and breaks down the illusion that on some level we think we're separate, but we are all one here. We thank you for reminding us of our incredible gifts. Our gifts today that were shown of support, of love, of our brothers and our sisters here on this planet that we can take into the world even more without any arrogance, without any ego, just as a in the world, because of that. Compassion and love unconditionally. We ask that this week, angels, all of the ascended masters and highest order guides, led with love, led with power, peace, and beauty, and to go into the world full of life, knowing that as we go through this week, we live in the now. We live in knowing that this is the time for us to live. The curtain's up, the rehearsal's over, and it's time for us to go in the world and have a great time. it so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, so much. That was a great class.
Thank you, Max.
Okay. So once again, I will be on the in the community on Friday at 1:30 to 2:30. But I keep going in back and forth, but I don't see very many people in there. But if you're in there and I'm on there, say hi, and we'll talk more. If you need to email me about anything, you just let me know. Okay, everyone?
Great.
Okay. All right. Much love, and I pray that love will guide you this week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.